We have with us from Kelley Blue Book, Akshay Anand, who's here to talk about what's happening at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Akshay, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. How are you both?
Well, we're doing great. It seems that the Consumer Electronics Show, with all the technology, the car seems to be like the second component to all of this. Is there a lot of really tech things that are happening with the automotive industry related to the show?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, the car industry has some of their more major auto shows, you know, New York, Detroit, Los Angeles, Chicago, and it's CES has basically become a version of a car show, but with that added technology spin. And I think you're just seeing kind of this blending together of cars and technology. I'd say self-driving cars is one of the biggest topics of this entire show, and has been for, you know, at least a couple of years now. So cars are just becoming kind of more and more integrated into the fabric of technology, and it's really amazing to watch, honestly.
Where do we stand with those self-driving cars, and how soon might we actually see some of that in practice?
So what I will tell you is they're coming. I mean, there are, you know, the first time I was in a self-driving car was, I think, a couple of years ago at Google headquarters, and now I can basically walk outside of the convention center and take my pick of self-driving car demo. It's pretty wild. So you already have some levels of self-driving cars in vehicles on the road today. Obviously, it's not full autonomous. You always have to have your hands on the steering wheel and be paying attention and so forth. But, you know, the features that some of these cars have, like adaptive cruise control, lane keeping assist, these are components of autonomous driving, and it's just a matter of putting it all together and getting past some regulatory hurdles.
What did you feel like when you had that first experience in one of these self-driving cars? What was it like for you?
I'm a car guy, and it was one of the most bizarre experiences of my life because, you know, you're so used to someone else driving you or yourself being the driver. At first, you know, it was just very, okay, what's going to go wrong? You know, you almost expected something to go wrong. But what really changed my mind was in the Google car, we were sitting waiting to turn left out of a residential area. So no stoplight, just a stop sign. And the car saw a biker that none of us in the car did. And that's when I realized the potential of a self-driving car, because this machine saw a something that could have potentially been hit by the car that I didn't see, that no one else saw, and the car did. And I was kind of blown away by that. So I think that kind of changed my perception on self-driving cars. And the more you see, the more you realize how much is going into these self-driving cars, you become more and more at ease, in my opinion.
It's interesting, too, that all of this evolves from technology from different sources that sort of come together. Something that was used for something a while ago is now adaptable for a car or helping in the navigation or the safety and that sort of thing. What other things are you seeing there related to vehicles? There's a lot of times entertainment. We want to be entertained in our cars. What things do we have related to that?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, in a world where there are self-driving cars, now these pods or these cars or these shuttles, whatever you want to call them, can be so much more, right? I mean, you can make a car into a virtual office, potentially. You can make it a social thing where you're connected with friends. You can have pods or what have you that are retail stores on wheels. There's, you know, shipping elements, long-haul trucking elements. So the possibilities for what these self-driving cars can be is endless, and the possibilities for what they can be inside of the cars is endless as well, right? I mean, I've seen plenty of applications of a car as almost a second living room in a way.
So you almost have to have a reimagination of what a car is mostly functional, and the reason we have certain things in a car is because of the function. You need someone to sit there. There needed to be a place for this. Now if some of that's taken away, you have freedom to create whatever, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, self-driving cars are essentially giving us time back, right? Especially when it comes to, for most people, their commutes. Because if you have a commute that's 50 miles each way and all of a sudden self-driving cars hit, you're suddenly getting this time back in your day that, you know, you can take a nap in a self-driving car at some point in the future, right? I mean, that's been brought up multiple times to me. So it's just fascinating that something that has actively taken up so much time in daily lives across the world is now potentially almost going to be reversed, and the time is going to be given back to us.
We see more and more electric and battery-powered vehicles on the road, although it seems, at least from my perspective, it hasn't been a dramatic increase. Where does that situation stand?
I mean, most automakers are clearly on board with electric vehicles. It's a matter for consumers of, number one, I think, at least in the States, we want a certain range in our electric vehicles to be comfortable, just because it's such a new technology. And number two, the infrastructure really needs to change as well, because if I live in an apartment complex, as an example, I live in an apartment complex of, I think there's 500 units in the apartment complex, and I want to say there are something like 5 electric vehicle charging spots. Well, that's a hindrance to me right there, because I know I'm probably not going to get to charge my car. So I think as the infrastructure improves, as people see that the electric vehicle does have longevity, and then these are viable cars, that range continues to get better and better, that segments continue to expand, I think then you'll start to see electric vehicles slowly burgeon. And I think you will see electric vehicle technology, it's kind of going hand in hand with autonomous vehicle technology as well, as kind of this wave of the future.
What generation will adapt this and embrace this as being just normal, not some kind of futuristic thing at that point?
We've actually done, at Kelley Blue Book, we've done a lot of studies on millennials, on the generation younger than them, Gen Z, on you know, Gen X. And I think for a lot of automotive, it just boils down to having used the technology. We've found with electric vehicles, if you've experienced an electric vehicle, you're more open to the idea. If you've been in a vehicle with autonomous driving components, you're more likely to be open to more and more autonomous components coming into your car in the future. So regardless of generation, I think that for some of these technologies, I think consumers just need to experience them, especially because the automobile has been so consistent over the last, 50 years, 100 years, whatever you want to call it. Everything has been gasoline powered. We've been driving ourselves, and all of a sudden there's this tectonic shift, right? So it's just a matter of getting your feet wet before you jump into the pool.
A lot of times with technology, there's two similar paths: VHS, beta. You have iPhone, you have Android.
Yeah.
In cars, who's going to win what race? Is there such a thing happening right now, and does that really matter?
I don't know if there's a race in particular. I think one of the more interesting phenomena is as car companies start to think about becoming mobility companies, the one thing they all know is you cannot get left behind. And I think what that has done is actually spurred more partnership and more sharing, whether it's sharing technologies or sharing plant space even, all these partnerships with the Lyfts of the world and the Googles of the world and everything. I think what car companies in particular are realizing is we have a certain expertise, which is building cars and producing cars and production and everything. And there are other companies out there who have their expertise, whether it's the guts of a self-driving car like NVIDIA and Intel or some of these other startups. So I think what is happening is you're actually seeing more partnership because of this.
Do you ever see a flip at one point where suddenly the technology company becomes the brand of the car and the car company kind of fades back into sort of just the guy who builds the structure in a sense?
That could happen, I think, depending on the brand, right? I mean, I know there was a lot of buzz a few years ago, for example, about an Apple car, for instance. We haven't heard a ton about it since then, but I think a lot of it depends on the brand, because at the end of the day, the consumer has to be comfortable and has to like the brand they're buying. And when it comes to cars, the reality is consumers are just so familiar with the car brands that are on the road right now. I think it would take something else with serious brand cachet in order to kind of you know, take over that, if you will.
So even with all technology, it still comes down to, hey, look at the brand that I have, or what do I represent based on the car that I drive? That still hasn't changed for us.
No, I mean, so much of car buying and car ownership and cars in general is a very emotional thing, right? I mean, there's a rational element of cars, but there's also an emotional element of cars. You know, I enjoy what I drive, and I enjoy being seen in what I drive, and all that good stuff. And I don't think that kind of pride element or that emotional element is necessarily going to go away as the industry keeps moving forward.
Well, lots going on at the Consumer Electronics Show, CES in Vegas, and based on their website, a lot of people just with their jaws dropping every time they see some new technology. they're amazed. That's like the expression of the day, as something new happens every day out there. Well, Akshay Anand, we appreciate your time. If people want to find out more about maybe what we talked about or things that are interesting in the car industry, where's a good place for them maybe to get some information on this?
I think the best resource, they can just head over to KBB.com, where we have plenty of coverage from CES. We'll have plenty of coverage from Detroit next week and more.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the information. Great.
Yep, thank you.